Have you reflected on the case of thousands of people, the Israelites, who fled their homes for fear of death? Allah said to them, "Die." He gave them death. Then he gave them life again. Surely Allah is bountiful to mankind, but most of the people are ungrateful. O believers, fight in the path of Allah without fear of death, and bear in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and knows everything. Who will loan to Allah a beautiful loan which Allah will increase many fold? Allah alone can decrease and increase wealth, and to Him you shall all return. Have you not reflected on what the leaders of the children of Israel demanded from one of their prophets after the death of Musa, Moses? "Appoint for us a king," they said, "and we will fight in the cause of Allah." The prophet replied, "What if you refuse to fight when you are ordered to do so?" They replied, "How could we refuse to fight in the cause of Allah while we along with our children were driven out of our homes?" But when, on their demand, they were ordered to fight, all refused except a few of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the evildoers. Their prophet told them, "Allah has appointed Talut to be your king." They replied, "How can he be our king when some of us are more deserving than him? Besides, he is not rich." The prophet said, "Allah has chosen him to rule over you and blessed him with knowledge and stature. Allah grants kingship to whom he pleases, and Allah has boundless knowledge." Furthermore, the prophet told them, "The sign of his appointment as a king is that there will come to you the chest in which there is tranquility from your Rabb, and the residue of relics which the family of Musa, Moses, and the family of Harun, Aaron, left behind. And that chest will be carried by angels. Surely, therein is a sign for you, if you are true believers."